And so you're buying a boat.
I'm thinking of buying a boat, yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm thinking of buying a boat, and the reason why I'm thinking of buying a boat is because I grew up on a sailboat.
Here we go.
Phil, here we go with this. You grew up on a sailboat. Your father owned a sailboat, you know.
Your father owned a sailboat, Phil, and you went sailing on the sailboat. We know that.
Yes, Dad, but you're not trying to say you live on it or something.
Did I say I lived on the sailboat? I said that I grew up with my dad's sailboat.
Well, what does that mean, you grew up with your dad's sailboat?
No, he's talking about he grew up around the sailboat.
I know that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're Groot. Well, what do you mean grew up with it?
I grew up, my father had a... Welcome to the show, folks, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that we'd started, I'm sorry.
Yeah, welcome to the Phil Andrews Show, and this is the Phil Andrews Show.
Yay, that's really good, man.
You want to try and do it better?
All right, hey, wait. I grew up around sailing as a young man until, you know, my father and mother got divorced, but my father had the sailboat for years, and yeah, we went down and we sailed, and I thought, hey, you know, I live near the ocean, there's a harbor right down the street, what the hell am I doing?
Well, you know, what do you think? You're some kind of a damn... This guy thinks he's what? Captain Ahab or something?
Oh, Phil, you're not going for Moby Dick, are you?
Yeah, you're going for the dick and everything.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait, I don't like those... These little asides, Phil, have got to end.
All right, bud, watch it, will you?
Get to talk about Moby Dick.
It's a book, man.
What?
It's a book. A guy wrote a book. You never heard of Moby Dick the book?
What?
Never mind, you jackpot. So what are you trying to tell me? You're some... What are you? Hey, Skipper...
I'm just saying, I think it would be really fun to relax and go out on a sailboat.
Now, do you remember anything about sailing, Phil? I understand. I don't know anything about it. It's very specific.
Yeah, Mr. There's a lot of specificity to it.
Well, what do you know about it, man?
Nothing.
Any of you? You, all of you out there?
Hey, listen, I was in the Army.
Okay.
Well, what do you know about sailing?
Yeah, I know how to sail. I don't know. I'm not going to take on a 30-foot sailboat and sail it by myself right off the bat, but there's people that I know, friends. We can go out and... I think it would be a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about price. Sheesh. You know, you're not the richest guy on earth.
No. But I bet you anything I could find a used sailboat.
Now, what kind of a sailboat did your father have? Was this a...
Yeah, Mr. You didn't have a... Your dad had an old one that had been, you know, like...
That had been what?
Well, wasn't it like used as a frigate or something?
What do you mean a frigate?
No, it was a 33-foot Rhodes sloops sailboat. It had a wood hull.
Oh, right there, man.
A what?
It had a wood hull. It had a teak deck. This is back when you still saw wooden sailboats, you know. What do you want from me?
No, they don't have wooden sailboats anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. To be honest with you, I have no idea. I probably not. Probably everything is fiberglass or some kind of new kind of material.
I haven't seen a wooden sailboat, my God. I thought, the other night, Frank and I were watching Key Largo. Do you know the movie Key Largo, General? Key Largo?
God damn it, Margaret. Yes. Yell in my ear.
Why do you do that?
I don't know if the man can hear me.
I'm not 150 years old. Yeah, I know Key Largo. You talk. What do you mean?
The movie.
What is she talking about?
Have you seen the movie Key Largo?
Oh, yeah, the one with Bogart.
Yes. Now, that movie featured... I think that film featured Bogey's own powerboat. You know, the inboard... The Santiani, right?
No, the Santana.
The what was it?
The Santana. That was the name of... Humphrey Bogart's boat.
In a movie.
In real life. That's the name of his boat in real life. And he had it right out of Newport Beach, as a matter of fact. An interesting story.
All right, Phil, we got to settle in for one of his stories.
Okay.
Well, excuse me, I won't do that then.
You know, Phil, I think you better check the levels because they're all over the board.
Yeah.
I got... Anyway, so we're glad to have you with us, folks. Sorry I'm talking around you and above your heads and beneath you. And
I don't think anything we've been saying is over the audience's head, believe you me.
Well, I don't think so either, but I don't think I've acknowledged the audience. And thanks for being with me, folks. And thanks for being with us all last week during our Art Bell rollout.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah, got a lot of good feedback on it.
We did. And who knows? We may do something similar like that in the future. Now, what's up with our TriCaster tonight?
Well, who knows, man? It's just jumping all over the place. Real jumpy. All squirrely.
Yeah, the video tonight's kind of jumpy, so we apologize for that, folks. And maybe I'm moving too fast. Who knows?
Yeah, it's having a hard time keeping up with you.
Phil did an interesting little sketch. I don't know how many of you were here for the pre-show, but Phil did a sketch. You know a sketch?
Yeah, I know.
All right, Phil. I'm just... Anyway, and he pretended he was the TriCaster computer... giving himself a hard time, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought it was funny. I did... Excuse me.
Ms. Gray, there's no coffee, mate.
Well, then make it.
Bud, why don't you go make some coffee? So we will, so we hope that we can repeat that that fun thing. That was our art bell. Of course, I don't want anybody to die.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mr. Ernest. Somebody's got to die for you to do it again.
Well, who's got to die for you to do something similar?
Nobody. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So we were happy to do it. It was a lot of fun. And all of those, of course, are available at Podcast One on SoundCloud. They are available on the free feeds that exist on those two platforms. We keep it free for a day, and then everything goes behind our paywall here at the Phil Hendry Show website. But as I mentioned, the platform, the Podcast One, for instance, has our podcast, the Phil Hendry Show podcast, this little thing that we do, and it's there for a number of weeks before it, again, retreats, finds shelter, goes behind the paywall. Now,
the whole reason why Phil's bringing up this boat thing is because you want to talk to Wes Winston over there at the Channel Islands Yacht Club, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to get him on the phone and general talk to him.
Say that again, bud.
I'm going to get him on the phone and the general talk to him.
Get him on the phone and the general, yes. Yeah, okay. This is what it sounded like, bud. I'm getting him on the phone.
I'm just going too fast. Yeah. Yeah, Wes Winston, please. Is this the Yacht Club? Yeah, Wes. Hey. Yeah, Wes. Hey. Bud Dickman.
Why do we do this on the air?
Hold on. Shh. Yeah,
Why are we doing...
Shh, be quiet.
Give me the phone. Hey, Wes, it's Phil Hendry, yeah.
Let me talk to him. Wes. Yeah, General Shaw, what's it look like? Yeah. Huh. Well, let me tell you something. Hendry's here. Yeah, he wants to buy a boat. Yeah. I don't know. He thinks he's Skipper Frank or something. Anyway,
may I have the phone, please, for... Hi, Wes, Phil Hendry. Can I put you on the air? Can I put you on the air? Not right now. What are you doing? Laundry?
Yeah, hold on. I was going to teach you.
A washboard? You're only kidding. Wes.
Hold on. Wes, hi. General Shaw, he wants to put you on the air, son. On the air.
Why are we doing this now?
Shh, hold on.
Yeah, on the air. You know what we mean by on the air, don't you? It's a term. It means, let me hear.
Wes, I'd like to put you on the air. Yes or no? You don't know what going on the air means?
Let me. Wes, hi. Margaret Gray. No, we've never met. You're right here.
Yeah, thanks, Wes.
Here, I'll do it.
Give me the... Great, you disconnected it, bud.
I didn't disconnect it. You grabbed it.
He grabbed what? You asses. When we get the guy back, I talk to him. Do you understand?
Hey, wait a minute, son. Don't call me an ass. Smile when you say that.
General Shaw, when we get him back, bud.
All right. Adeline's busy.
He's probably trying to call us back.
This is Wes Winston, folks. He's the Commodore at the Channel Islands Yacht Club down the street. All I'm going to ask him about... is what I'm going to ask the guy about is purchasing a boat. I know they sell them, right? Don't they, bud?
Yeah, they got a lot of boat sales over there.
Yeah, I'll go to the boat basin, Mr. Henry, over there to the boatyard.
Yeah, what about the boatyard?
What about the boatyard?
Did you ever go there?
I've been to the boatyard. Why?
Well, I don't know if he's there, but I just wondered.
I just wondered if you've been to a boatyard.
I've been to a boatyard, yeah.
Okay, Wes, he's in his car. He's going home right now, but we can talk to him. Hey, Wes, yeah, this is Phil Henry. And Mr. Henry, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Wes. It's Phil Henry. How are you, buddy?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to talk to you, Wes. We haven't met. I know you're the Commodore there at the Channel Islands, right?
Yes.
We have not met. I'm interested in purchasing a boat.
Okay. You want a power boat? You want a sailboat?
I'm interested in purchasing a sailboat.
Okay. What size? How many masts, you know?
How many? Well, a sloop. Single mast, maybe a 30, 35 foot.
Okay. Well, we've got some Lunar, we've got the Luna 30, and we've got a couple of Kells. Those are the brand, the names of the manufacturers. You'd want to come over and take a look at some of them, I guess.
Yeah. When do you, are you there every day?
I'm here every day. I'm here a couple hours a day. Now, you want to get a boat with a sailboat, right?
Yeah, it's a sailboat.
Okay, so that has a big sail, and, okay, now the mast, how many are there?
On a sloop?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's a single mast?
Oh, a single mast, okay. We're very informal, Phil. I need to tell you at the Yacht Club. We're informal. We don't adhere to a lot of the old ways.
Such as what?
Well, some of the terminology that a lot of the old-timers insist on.
Okay. I had a father that sailed. I learned, they were pretty hard-ass about it.
Oh, I know that. Everybody wants to show they're the big sailor. You know, they want to show off for, hey, look at me. I got a friend of mine, Mr. Henry, who has a sailboat. He says, hey, winch in that mainsail sheet. And I'm like, you know, I say, you mean this rope? Oh, he goes nuts.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the way. So you're saying you guys don't do that, huh?
No, I don't. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not going to have somebody threaten me because I didn't say line. So,
What's the mainsail sheet?
What's the what?
You said the mainsail sheet. What is that?
It's a bunch of ropes.
They're lines that are attached to the boom essentially they control the boom.
Well, okay, if you want to call it. There are a bunch of ropes that are tied to the thing that comes off the mast, you know. And you can you can tighten it or you can loosen it.
Yeah, you winch it down.
Oh, there he goes. If you want to do what you do, Mr. Henry.
Well, Phil's using the right nautical terminology, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, but like I said, and I'm not attributing this to Mr. Henry, but we've got a lot of these guys who think they want to go. You know, let's put let's we're running before the wind. I heard a guy say that the other day.
Well, okay. But speaking of that, most of these come with spinnakers?
They come with what? You mean the big balloon type sail?
Oh, that's the big balloon. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a big balloon. Are you asking if it comes with a balloon sail?
You call it a balloon sail?
Yeah, it's the one that.
That's the big spinnaker?
Well, you know, hey, look, Wes, Phil wants to use those. Isn't that what he's supposed to do?
Yeah. When you're over here at the Channel Islands Yacht Club, Phil, I got to tell you, it's all different. So when you say, hey, people are going to look at you like you came right out of some freak show if you say a spinnaker. What else do you call it? Do you have another word for it?
Just the spinnaker is what I call it. I mean, the different sails that run for the, that are...
That you mean, oh boy, this guy, so what are you...
The Genoa, the jib?
Oh, the triangle sails, yeah. We got those. Is that what you're talking about? Of course, the big triangle sail.
You mean the mainsail?
The mainsail, woo. Boy, you sound like you're Moby. What's the guy's name? Booby Dick?
Moby Dick.
Okay.
Look, sir, I didn't want to call up and antagonize you. It sounds like you want to get into a thing with me.
No, no, no. I don't. Not at all, Phil. Forgive me. We make fun of guys that do that. And I don't mean to make fun of you. I understand, but you need to understand I communicate a certain way. So you're talking about the sails at the front of the boat, right?
Yeah, at the bow.
Yeah, the bow, okay, if you will. That's the one thing I don't know. Is the general there?
Yeah, right here, Wes.
What is the front's called, the bow?
Yeah, the front, well, I'm not the wrong guy. The front's the bow.
And the back is the stern.
Okay, I had it reversed. Somebody was saying to me the other day that they had the quote had a cleat missing on the bow, and I kept looking for it. I said, you must be drinking your breakfast, and he said, no, up there. He said, go forward, and I said, go forward.
Means head up toward the bow.
Yeah, head up toward the bow. I said, why don't you just say head up toward the bow? And that's where it was missing.
I'm not even sure where we are right now.
Well, I've been making some notes. So you're looking, Phil, for a 30-foot sloop.
Okay, yeah, a 30-foot sloop. Phil, do you know Bob Hitchcock or Tim Swenson, or do you know my son Jack?
I'm afraid I don't, sir.
All of those guys are involved in the boat sales over here. Tim is primarily the stink pots, you know, the cabin cruisers, and then my son is involved in the sale of the sailboats.
And is he sort of on the same page with you in terms of nautical terms?
Well, Timmy, come on over here for a minute. Yeah, that's my son. Hi.
Hi, Tim. It's Phil Henry.
Hi.
Hi. So, you sell sailboats, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and,
Tim, get closer to the phone. Okay. Phil, just so you know, Tim, turn around for a minute. Tim's 12. Okay.
Hey, Wes.
Just wait a minute. Okay.
All right, okay, so Tim, I want to buy a sailboat.
Okay.
And you have those.
Uh-huh.
And tell me, for instance, do they come complete with a set of sails?
Okay, hold on. Dad, you do it. The canvas bag is stored, what do you call it, Phil, below? You go down into where the people sleep.
Yeah, below.
Yeah, the canvas bag is it's called below. Yeah, we got it below.
I didn't say blow. I said...
No, he said blow. B-E-L-O. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, son.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So,
I'm sorry. Give me the... He's very mortified. So we have it, and so what, do you want to come over tomorrow? Or?
Well, I tell you what, let me make it for the weekend, because this is a work week for me, and I'd be talking to your son, Tim.
Yeah, he's the one. He's in charge. Isn't that right, Tim?
Yeah.
And Tim will show you around. He'll show you the whole, show you where the boats, where we park, where we tie them with ropes to the thing, you know.
Where you tie them off?
Yeah, okay. The only problem with the way you talk is some people think you're trying to show me up.
No, I would never do that. I just, it's the...
Phil grew up around sailboats with his father, so he just talks...
Oh, you're all, you know, it's like second nature to you, huh?
No, not at all, sir. I mean, as a matter of fact, I have to think, I have to remember to use the right terms.
Well, okay, here. This is what we do. You want to go see the boat that's tied up? It's got a rope tied to a big thing of wood. Is that what you want to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see the boats that are tied up with rope.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll take you, and then you can go downstairs, go to the front, go to the back, look at the little round hole, and like Robert Shaw said in Jaws, and then we have the big stick that has the big thing that makes the wind blow in it, and a balloon sail.
Right, for when you're running ahead of the wind.
What do you call that?
Running before the wind.
You mean when the wind's blowing us forward?
Yeah, that's it. That's what he means.
Yeah, okay. We got the running ahead of the wind. This, okay.
All right, Tim, I'll see you there then this weekend, huh?
Okay. Wait, Tim, it's mine. My phone, not yours. My phone.
Okay.
Just go over there and sit down now, okay? Hold on for a minute, Phil. Tim, put on the skipper. Here, there's your skipper hat.
Toot, toot.
Attaboy.
Say, Wes, how are things doing at the yacht club?
Oh, it's fantastic, Gay. It's lots of membership, lots of people having a party this weekend. We're going to have our 4th of July party this weekend.
You're having a... This is Margaret Gray. You're having a 4th of July party this weekend.
Yes, we are. Because the 4th of July is coming up, so why wouldn't we?
The 4th of July is in July. This is still...
It's still April, but we're excited about it. We're excited about the summer. The summer months are the months for any yacht club anywhere in the world. And as you know, General Shaw and you, Phil, right across the channel from us are the Channel Islands, and we take our boats and we have the wind blow them over there, or we start up the motor and we drive them there. And we always look to our right and look to our left.
Don't say starboard or port, huh?
No, we don't fool around with that. And then we drive our boats, and then we throw down the, you know, the metal thing.
That's the anchor.
Yeah, I know it's the... See, this is what we're trying to do.
Are you trying to discard all these nautical terms?
What we're trying to do is discard nautical terms so that people can chill out, relax. You can come and go, hey, wow, I love it here. This is a wonderful yacht club, and look to my left, and no one's going to break an anchor over your head.
Well, isn't it supposed to be the way you got to talk that way?
What did the young man say?
Isn't it expected that you speak in a nautical fashion?
No, not at our yacht club, no. We say, hey, go up to the front and get that rope and then tie it around that metal thing. And we do it really loud, and we do it...
So you're kind of in your face with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the Channel Islands Yacht Club is known for. You can go over to the real highfalutin places like Pacific Corinthian or some of these joints. Go down to Balboa Yacht Club or Newport Harbor Yacht Club. Holy Christ. But what we do here is we say, let's get on our boat and drive it over there to that island, park it, and throw the rope down with the big metal thing, you know.
And you do that on purpose just to...
Just to show people, back off, okay? We're doing it our way, you do it your way.
Well, it's an interesting philosophy. Do you advertise this in your...
Oh, yeah, it's we put it in the pamphlet in our manual, our membership manual. And basically, here I'm quoting right now, membership manual. We do not use fancy terms like line, porthole, starboard, or port. We don't know what they mean, and we don't care anyway. When you go to the front of the boat, you're at the front of the boat. When you go to the back, you're at the back. And when you go downstairs, that's what you did. You went downstairs. You didn't go below. Ha, ha, ha. And then we put the contraction in there that the young man, B-L-O. That blows. And
okay, so that's I didn't know anything about that.
You know, I got to be honest with you, I didn't either. And I have to tell you, Wes, when Phil was calling, I think I would have got him better prepared.
Oh, it's all right. We run into this all the time,
So all right, so I'm going to come over there on Saturday and talk to
my son Tim. So Mr. Henry, Tim.
Yeah, okay.
And he'll be here. And Tim is 12, but I think he's doing good for 12. And as you can tell, he's bigger than a lot of 12-year-olds, but nothing freaky about him.
He's 12.
Yes, he's 12.
All right. Is he? Can I ask you? Does he have the authority to make a sale?
No, he'll come to me with any offers and that. But you walk with him, and he'll walk, and he'll tell you there's the. Well, tell us, Tim. Come on over here. I'll give you an example.
I mean, it's not necessary.
No, come here, Tim. Describe that. Describe a boat.
Here's a boat.
Okay. All right. Start again. He's a little nervous.
Here's a boat we have. There is the boat. And see, there's chairs. And here's how you start the motor. Then you drive it forward. Then you back it up.
Okay.
Yeah, see, nothing fancy. Nothing fancy. No fuss, no muss.
Right. And Tim, does he know how much the boat weighs?
How much does the sailboat, the 30-foot Lunar, how much does it weigh?
With the big thing?
Yeah, with the keel, what they call the keel. Is it called a keel, Phil?
Yeah, there's a keel.
About two. I don't know. We don't know.
All right.
But it has a keel.
Yeah, it has a keel. What's that for? So it doesn't tip over.
I mean capsize.
Yeah, again, you're using the fancy words.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Okay, Timmy, go sit back down over there.
All right.
Okay. Foghorn, Tim. Beautiful.
All right, well, that's
that sounds like the boy has some developmental disabilities.
No, there's nothing wrong with my. Why would you say that?
Well,
come on, will you, Wes? It sounds like the young man is having a hard time communicating.
No. He talks that way so that people won't think that more of a brain. He's really very intelligent. Hey, Timmy, you want to just talk to him normal?
Yes, hello.
Are you Tim?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tim. This is Margaret.
Hello, Tim.
Hello.
So do you really know about sailboats?
No, I don't know a lot about sailboats. I absorbed some things that my father told me to talk as if I was autistic because he didn't want to draw a lot of attention to me, you see. We're planning a big scholarship run this summer. I'll be hitting all the big colleges back east, you see.
You must be like a child prodigy or something.
Oh, they say that. You know, I don't know.
No, he's... the thing about Tim is... Thanks, son. Tim's brilliant, but he can't wipe his own anus.
Yes, simple things like that.
Yeah. So he's going to be a freshman at Harvard next year, but he'll need help wiping.
Thank you.
See you later, Tim.
Oh.
So I guess he doesn't have to talk to me...
No, you don't have to talk to Mr. Henry.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do the foghorn. All right, Mr. Henry?
Very good. I'll see you guys there Saturday.
All right, sir. Very good. And also...
What, are you kidding me or something, man? That guy...
Those cats are way, way out there.
Now, I didn't get the idea of the young man.
It sounds to me like his son is some kind of a genius that he's trying to keep the lid on until he gets him a college. I don't understand that, man. Why wouldn't you want people to know? All right.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't know that place is for you. They got that freak scene there for the Commodore and his son, and they're saying stuff like, yeah, let's tie the rope to the boat or whatever. Jesus.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very nautical, Mr. Henry. You probably want that, wouldn't you?
It ain't like I'm, like you guys say, I'm not Ishmael, you know?
Who's he?
He's from Moby Dick, you jackass. Jack, emphasis, ass.
Wait. It ain't like I'm Mr., you know, Salt of the Sea, or whatever the hell you want to call me. You know, the 2 years before the mask guy.
I don't know. Spencer Tracy?
Yeah, Spencer Tracy. Anyway, it's just that I think it's kind of nice to be around people that kind of are in the life, in the culture, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mr. Henry. It's kind of like if you're playing baseball, you don't want a guy saying, should I go out to the big pile of dirt?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I want you to go out to the big pile of dirt and throw the round thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the guy may be the greatest pitcher you ever saw.
But he's saying what?
He's saying, like, I'm a pitcher. I'm going to go out. I'm the man that throws the ball.
Instead of pitcher.
Yeah.
See how it sounds stupid?
I don't necessarily think that. It makes it much easier for me to understand.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil.
Margaret, quit making everything a big... You make everything more difficult. You make this world lousy. You know that?
How dare you? Quoting a line like that from West Side Story, and I just saw it.
All right. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Come downtown at Downtown Go-Go. We're going to go-go at Downtown Disco Go-Go. Ladies Club, going to be half price for our ladies. And guys, if you wear slip-ons, loafers, any kind of an elf kicker, you get half price. Midnights, it's our special couples dance. The couples dance lasts for 2 hours, and the last couple standing wins themselves a cash prize. Downtown Go-Go. Go down to Go-Go, down to Disco and the Go-Go.
Downtown's Disco Go-Go. If you find it, you win $5 million because our announcer has a speech impediment due to a very unfortunate shaving accident. Richie's Heating Service, it's 16th year in the Tortoise Valley. We come to you. You don't have to come to us. If you've got a heating problem at your home, we will come to you. How can you possibly bring your home to us? We've been making that point for the last 20 years. It turns out no one has really been asking anybody to bring their home to them. However, we are the first people to articulate it right here on a commercial. You don't have to bring your home to us. We'll go to you. Richie's Heating Service. Richie's Heating Service also deals with air conditioning. In fact, we're better at air conditioning than we are with heating, but we call the company Richie's Heating. Just, it was a good idea at the time. Richie's Heating, 12th and Bower in Clanville. Don't bring your house here.
World-famous Phil Henry Show continues.
We got Jay Santos on the line from the Citizens Auxiliary Police to join us.
It's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck you.
Hey, what's the... Hold on. What'd you do, bud?
Sorry, Jay. Screwed it up.
You messed it all up. See...
Let's try it again. Sorry, folks. We're doing a live show tonight, Jay, so you know that we cannot just roll back and do things again. People are going to see it anyway.
Yeah, and I told you, Mr. Henry, I thought I already said I don't want to be on your live...
I'm sorry that you're here.
What's that mean?
I'm glad you're here, but I'm sorry that you were embarrassed. Here is, let's start again, bud. Go ahead.
It's time now for the Phil Henry Show and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Wait a minute, we got to do it again.
God damn it.
Jay, you understand that this is a live program, all right? So just
roll it back, bud. Get it right. Give him the cue, will you?
Oh, thank you.
And welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. It's Jay Santos.
I'm Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary. Fuck.
I mean, I gotta get going, man, here.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'm awfully sorry, Jay, but we gotta get going.
Well, I don't think it's... I apologize to everybody. I don't think that Mr. Henry gave me much of a chance here because...
Yeah, but we gotta keep going, and it is a live show. But anyway, welcome to our program.
Right, well...
I think the F went out, Phil.
We'll dump it later on.
You're sure you're going to dump it?
Yeah. Jay, thanks for joining us. I know the Citizens Auxiliary Police is a part of, you know, just about every aspect of American life. You have some opinions that you published in this week's CAP Bulletin on the trip to Korea by our president, President Trump, on this negotiation of a nuclear-free Korea.
Well, we do, Mr. Henry, because I feel and... I think it's very, very obvious to a lot of members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, because security is what we do, that Mr. Trump is walking into a little bit of a trap, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well, we feel that the Koreans are, you know, the guy doesn't strike me as someone who's serious about denuclearization, and Putin has all the cards. See, Putin could tell the guy, Kim, to offer a nuclear deal. I can't say that word.
Nuclear?
Nuclear deal. So that Trump would be more popular in America, and people will vote for him, and would keep him president.
What do you think of that, General?
Well, it's, you know, it's a possibility. It's a pretty pretty sophisticated, I think, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he meddled in the election of 2016, he's probably going to meddle in this one.
Yeah, I wish this guy... So, you're saying that Putin is going to tell Kim to go easy on Trump so that they get a nuclear deal signed, Trump becomes more popular at home, and gets reelected president?
That is my... You see, it's not really a concern. That is what I think could happen. Now, you ask me if I'm worried about that. No, I'm not, because, you know, I happen to support President Trump. I'm just saying that I don't like the idea that President Trump becomes president because some Slavic...
Well, what do you mean, some Slavic?
I just mean some person, some non-American is influencing everything, and we're getting played with, and we're getting our heads twisted around by some Slav.
Now, that's the second time you said Slav.
Well, see, I don't mean that in a racially superior way. I just mean that we're Americans, and we choose Donald Trump free and clear. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Emery? We choose him free and clear.
Well, one would like to think that. And, you know, whether or not the elections of 2016 were influenced by the Russians or not, you know, the man's been elected president of the United States.
That's right. He's president of the United States.
Right. They want to know if the campaign colluded with Russia.
All right. We know all that, Mr. I don't want to get into that. We're talking about 2018 coming up right now. And the fact that President Trump's going to go to Korea to make it a nuclear-free peninsula, I think is a great thing. And they're going to try to rob him of the glory by telling Kim, yeah, go easy on him because I want him to be president.
But that's ideally something nobody's supposed to know.
Yeah, see, they want to keep that secret.
Well, I know they want to keep it secret. But it's not exactly being kept secret right now. There's all kinds of people commenting on it over on Twitter, over on Facebook, and so on.
And what they're commenting on, if I could just tell the audience, is that there's this idea that Putin is, you know, telling Kim, he's basically pulling the strings over there, that Korean deal. He's telling Kim to go ahead and do whatever Trump wants, or at least make it look a lot better for Trump so that he is insured of re-election. Oh, not 2016, 2020, right?
Well, I say 2016.
We might have said 2018.
Well, I mean, really, it's about 2018. It's about the congressional elections. So, yeah, where Trump's going to want to get reelected, they really want the congressional elections to go good.
And by making President Trump look good in Korea?
Yeah, more Republicans are going to get elected. Now, I have to again tell you, I'm in favor of that. I want to have more Republicans elected. But I don't like the idea of, hey, guess what? In 2018, the Congress of the United States remained red because some Russian was smarter than an American, than some Russian called the shots. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, well, I know what he's saying.
Well, wait a minute. It sounds like you wouldn't mind someone calling the shots. You just don't like the idea of a Russian.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like you when you talk about a Slav.
When I talked about a what?
A Slav, the Slavic people?
No, well, it's just, no, you please don't go down the racial road. And I'm always telling people, let's not go down racial highway. All right, let's keep this on Equal Rights Boulevard, because the minute we get on racial highway, we're on our way toward, you know, N-word Avenue.
All right, let's knock it off with the metaphor about the streets.
I'm just trying.
I understand what you're saying, Jay. What we don't want is, you don't want the appearance that you're being racial, but the fact of the matter is, you're saying it looks bad when Americans are manipulated by a Slav.
It looks bad.
You said the word twice.
All right, I won't say the word. I'm sorry. I'm just saying...
What would be a preferable...
Yeah, let me ask. What's a preferable country?
Yeah, who would be much rather manipulate us?
Well, I mean, you'd rather see the England... England do it. You'd rather see maybe I would even think France, you know.
Well, why would they want to manipulate? See, the whole idea of this...
Mr. Henry, if I could finish. I'm just saying, to see some guy that does that whole dun-dun-dun-dun, hey, dun-dun-dun.
We're talking to Jay Santos.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my thoughts collected.
We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is not necessarily opposed to U.S. elections being meddled with. He just doesn't like the idea of a Slavic guy doing it, which sounds entirely racial.
No, it really isn't. I think what we want to say is they represent an old way of life, and we want someone to represent a new way of life.
What if Canadians were manipulating or meddling in our elections?
That would be better, but, I mean, I got to tell you, that kind of stings Canadians. I mean, they're just up there not doing anything, you know.
Hey, you know what, Santos? I've heard you before.
I'm just saying, they're...
Yeah, they're what? They're relatives of mine are up there.
All right, I'm sorry.
Santos, I've listened to you before, trying to couch and try to soften your whole attitude. You're like that other guy, Bob Green. And at the end of the day, man, you don't like people because of the color of their skin.
That is not true. That's not true.
You don't like people because of the color of their skin? The skin.
Color of their sin.
The color of their skin. Or where they're from.
If you're talking about Slavs manipulating our elections being much worse than English people or Canadians, what does that amount to?
Are you trying to tell me that some Slav some guy that was...
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So what are you guys doing about this?
Well, what are we supposed to do about it? There's nothing I can do about it. I'm alerting people that when President Trump goes over to Korea, and this guy Putin, who's got look at the guy's face. It looks
what? It looks racially inferior?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, look at the guy's face means what?
It's a sneaky face. He's got a sneaky kisser on him.
Man, you know what? Everything you're saying, man, just say it. You ought to publish that as a public thing on the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're racist. We not only don't like black people or Mexicans, we don't like Slavs who got the pinched in face.
What are you talking about?
That's what you just said. You said that...
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said Putin is a Slav with a pinched in face.
And you don't want a Slav with a pinched in face telling us what to do with our Jesus.
I'm just trying to cover all the bases. You know what? I'm going to get off the air, and I'm going to have a million messages from people saying you sound like the biggest asshole in the world. Oh, great laugh.
Can we get rid of the call? Don't you?
Jay, thank you.
You watch, Mr. Henry. Putin's pulling the strings.
All right, but you don't care. You don't mind somebody pulling the strings. You just don't like a Slav doing it.
You're right. I wish I would have started this out different if I could.
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
Hey, Santos, why do you keep having that guy on?
That's the first time he's ever been that blatant about it. That's for sure. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we're back in business here after our week with Art Bell. Again, thanks for all of your good messages and your compliments on the Art Bell week. We're back. Don't forget, of course, we have our Friday night chats as usual. We have our, if you missed it, we had a pretty good Saturday cinema.
Yeah, that was interesting. That Black Fist.
Yeah, it's still up on the website, so check it out. We'll see you guys tomorrow. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.